The Pokemon Go podcast is made possible 100% by you and other listeners just as awesome as you are. If you want to support the show and get a little something in return, just go to patreon.com/Pokemon Go podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Pokemon
Go podcast. Linda, listen. This is my Pokemon Go podcast, Linda. Listen. Welcome to Pokemon Go podcast, where we talk about everything that is awesome in the week of Pokemon Go. And every once in a while, the not so awesome sauce, but you know, we give it a shot. I'm the Rock Out of Podcasting, Charles McFall, and that is Linda Arn over there riding along trying to take my thunder. Listen, Linda, how you doing, Joe?
I'm doing great. I'm doing real good. Real good.
Well, we are recording our podcast tonight, and we're a proud member of Giant Size Team Up Network. That's GSTU.net, where you can find all kind of cool and awesome shows going on, covering a whole lot of fandom, and we're always adding more stuff to it. Joe's game is up on the screen. I've got the steering wheel for the notes. So we're going to go with our Pokemon Go experience of the week, and I'm going to start with mine, because I'm ready to throttle somebody. You know, I did not open any boxes right through the whole Hippie Eevee event. I sat on it. Now, I made a mistake. I wasn't paying attention. I opened two when I can only get one stamp. Okay. That was my fault. That's totally me. But
yep.
I did finally go, okay, I'm 2 days past the 1st of November. No Hippie Eevee. Opened the box. And it was Zapdos. I'm like, oh my God.
What's in the box now?
Sunny day, taking all the bird hunting, because I've got plenty of those Zapdoses. And he's Big Bird. That's why I went there. Sesame Street, everybody. That's old school Sesame Street. It's not the new theme from HBO, which actually is a really good theme, but that's neither here nor there. So, Joe, I'm like, all right, I'm going to go through and clear out some of my of the other ones. Let's see. I didn't open my game first. I should open my game. Not the daily adventures, right? Research quest, but the special research. Is that what I'm saying? Am I saying
the,
it right?
The research breakthrough.
Yeah, research breakthroughs. And I got a number of things done, because I was sitting on easy peasy street with a lot of that. Evolve this, do that, trade three Pokemon thing. So, I think it was a jumpstart research. I'm like, oh, I'll clear off a few of those. Oh, look, something appeared. Freaking Hippie Eevee. But.
Your favorite.
But.
But was it a Hippie Eevee? Did it actually have the flowers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. It is a stinking Hippie Eevee. That's stupid, dirty hippie. But the upside is it was shiny. It was a shiny Hippie Eevee. So I'm like, that's my experience this week, and part of the news will play into the experience next week, because I am in Atlanta, and that's going to play into some of the headlines. But first, Joe, how's your week been?
My week's been very good. I don't know what your problem is.
Hippies are dirty. I don't want them. You know, it's just that they shoved that dog down our throats for 2 freaking months. That's all.
So out of my box, I got Articuno, cool beans, I guess. This last week I've raided, I think I've hit 4 or 5, Cabalion raids, or however you say that, caught 3 of them. So that's pretty awesome. But, what is even more fun is I got 2 shinies this week. So I grabbed a shiny Onix, which I need to evolve right now while we're on air, into a golden Steelix. And the other shiny that I pulled off was, and the people on the stream will have already seen a preview of it, but I hatched a shiny Skarmory as well.
Oh, so, nice.
Yeah. So the brown and green Skarmory. So that's fun.
Okay, I lied. It's not Hippie Eevee. It's regular Eevee. But I was so ready to see Hippie Eevee. It just made me. I blame Niantic, Joe. I just blame Niantic. What else? You got the Skarmory. What was the other one?
How dare you?
What was the other one? You got the Skarmory. What was the other shiny?
Onix that I just evolved into a Steelix.
Nice. But
it. he's a gold Steelix, and it makes you want to switch the steel with gold, but you really ought not to because it doesn't sound right. And now everyone is just thinking about what it turns into.
Okay, I've got to answer this. Kilted Pipe Guy in the chat says, what's wrong with hippie Eevee other than the hippie headband and, you know, being Eevee? Jacket K asks, by the way, you guys hear the new music in the game. I never had my volume turned up, so I didn't realize there's new music in the game. But to go to Kilted Pipe Guy's question, the reason I hate hippie Eevee so much is that I'm a filthy casual. I mean, okay, now I'm not filthy casual. I'm a casual. I am 39.3 levels, you know. I don't know how far I am to level 40, but it's not far. And so I don't do the raids. It's a long story. I don't like playing with random people. It's a thing. And this is not the game to play, right? When you don't want to do it that way. But so my whole thing is, I get the new big stuff out of the boxes. So I do those adventures. And when they shoved that little dog into the boxes for 2 months after we've already had hat saturation, right, with Pikachu, and then we already had hippie Eevee a couple other times. We had hippie Pikachu. It's the flowers, okay? It's not really a hippie thing. I just call it hippie just for reference. I'm funny that way. I don't know, man. I got sick of waiting. And then the second I got past the marker of no more hippie Eevee, now it did turn out to be a regular Eevee, but still, it's like, no! But then it was shiny, so I'm like, okay-ish. yeah. And I did get a shiny Drifloon at some point. So my shiny rack is getting, I have to scroll just slightly to see my entire shiny count, so it's very cool. have you heard the new music in the game?
No, I haven't been paying attention, so I'll listen to it tomorrow. I tried turning it on the stream to see if I could hear it through the computer, but it wasn't.
Yeah, I don't think it. I don't think it translates like that. I don't know. So here are some other experiences of the week from our Discord. Now, to get to our Discord, you do have to go to patreon.com/PokemonGoPodcast and support the show. I think it's the lowest. Any support will work to get you into Discord. Low as a dollar a month. It might, you know, it might be a little less than that, but yeah, whatever.
I got the music on this. I think on the stream.
I'll confirm it for you.
I think on the stream.
It's not coming in
on the stream.
It's not. Joe, it's showtime. I got stuff to do. You stop playing. All right.
I'm listening to the music. It sounds real good.
I like it. There you go. You like it. All right. Popeye705 on our Discord says he got the Regigigas. 90 minutes to complete everything. Now, I know we're going to talk about the Regigigas event, but our community, the pushback was kind of like it wasn't worth the money to do it. Because basically you just do the raids early. It's from what I understand. And we'll get to that. I think I saw a headline about it. But we'll talk about it right after this. Whatever. Terry Ray. Oh, man. Terry Wolf. He got Registeel, a shiny Registeel in the first raid. Whatever, man. Shift Works. Got a Golden Skarmory. That Golden Skarmory looks really cool. It's like you won an award. You know, it looks prestigious.
Yeah, I showed off my Skarmory.
I wasn't looking. I'm looking at what our. It's not about you, Joe. The show is about the fans, Joe. Not about you. Get over it. And he also got a shiny Registeel. Let's scroll down. Nicole got her first ever X-Raid pass, and immediately Fabian jumped in and said she should invite me. The reason that's funny, because Fabian knows, is I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, and she's basically in Austria, Vienna, Austria. So that doesn't quite work. Let's scroll down, and then I put the hippie Eevee. Well, again, it's not hippie, but, you know, all Eevees are going to be hippie Eevees now. I'm just biased that way. 4Ellie got a rocket radar. Very nice. And we've got a headline and Joe's talk about how to really deal with that. So I'm very much looking forward to it because I am in a test city and I will absolutely go out and try to deal with that. Terry Wolf puts a lot of them in. You can just see it on the screen. I'm going to keep going. Shiny Vulpix. Terry's a high end player. And I'm not begrudging him showing this stuff off, but if I read every experience of the week that he put in, we'd be here for an hour. But congrats to everybody for some really great experiences of the week. If you'd like, again, if you want to be a part of that community and Discord, it is patreon.com/PokemonGoPodcast. All right, Joseph, Joe, let's see. You've already put some numbers here. A research breakthrough.
Yeah. Which we've already somewhat talked about from our weekly experiences, but basically from now until next year, I don't really like this 2 month thing, but anyway, from now until next year, Articuno, Zapdos, Moltres, Kyogre, and Groudon will appear as the research breakthrough Pokemon, all of which have shiny forms available.
Yeah! Shiny Kyogre, here I come.
The pinkish purple, the fuchsia Kyogre.
Yes, it is a fuchsia. That's good. It is a fuchsia color there. So that's a cool. I like the that's a cool. I don't know where I learned to talk well. So that's awesome. I've got Articuno, Zapdos, Moltres. So I need just flat out need Kyogre and Groudon, and I could take shinies of all of them. So
You don't have Kyogre or Groudon yet?
Joe, have you freaking met me? We've done this show together for 3 years, Joe. Have you met me?
I sure have. I just like making you get angry.
You're such a pod troll, man. So I am a little excited about that just because it's I like it's a way to catch up. I like that I'm not being forced into going out to the raids. And I'll give a quick summary because it was a year ago or two, at least a year ago, if not longer, that I told the story. But basically, when the legendary birds came out, I was out and I was in groups in my area, and I was leaving work, and it's all good. My work is fine. It's not about that. But I was leaving work early to go raid and meeting up with people, and it just got down to where, at least in my area, and this was early in the raid days. Maybe things are better now. But basically, if people got what they needed, they didn't come out to help. And it kind of was a standoff where there were some people trying to get a Lugia or an Articuno. I think it was Lugia. And they just weren't going to get the people to do it.
And it was Lugia and
I was on Zapdos. I was trying to get Zapdos at the time. And all we needed was like two more people for Zapdos, and we could have taken it. And people refused to come. I was like, I'm just kind of done with it. I'm done waiting. I'm done trying to get. I got other stuff in life I need to get done. I'm always working on something, and that's kind of why I don't raid. It's just very inconvenient to my lifestyle and the things I need to get done. So I love that the boxes are there. So while Zapdos came out and was like, "Hello, old friend," I'm like, fine." But you know, I'm really excited when Groudon or Kyogre pops out, and if I get a shiny of any of those. And honestly, it's free candy. Ultimately, I'm just going to grind it up if it's not. But it is what it is. I know you've got all of those, but do you have shinies of all of those?
All the ones that were listed? No, I don't. I do have shiny of several of them, though. Let's see. Shiny and legendary. All right. So I've got shiny Groudon. I have shiny Moltres. And I have shiny Zapdos.
Nice. I don't think I have any of those shinies. Well, moving on to number two. Colossal Discovery Research Tax and Rewards. I don't know why I thought there was going to be more while I was topping out some other stuff. Clickety-clack. Don't look back. But, yeah, we got some Colossal Discovery Research Task and Rewards. Click to see spoiler. So, oh no.
Well, not spoilers anymore because the event is over. But this is if you had paid for the event, you got a special research task similar to if you go to a GoFest or one of these other actual in-person events. You get a special research task that you can do. And so this lists what all of the research tasks were, as well as what the rewards were. And so the stuff that stands out to me, getting a Kranidos would be pretty sweet, and you got that from catching 7 Rock-type Pokemon. You got a Tyranitar from evolving 7 Rock-type Pokemon, and what's nice about getting that Tyranitar is it won't run away from you, so you can pin-app it to your heart's content. And this was in November, so it was already after the Halloween event. I was wondering for a second, I was like, oh, wait, did that have double candy? No, it did not. And then there was a Lapras that you could get from it, an Obama Snow. The Lapras could be shiny, which would be nice. Shieldon and Steelix. All in all, okay, cool. And then Regigigas was at the end, and you also got a new avatar pose that was exclusive to this event. So those that did it, I'm sure they had a wonderful time. From everything I've heard, it was great, but a lot of people didn't like that it was focused so much on raiding. And at the same time, if you love raiding, then this was definitely right. The event for you.
But it's, okay, so I think other people, not everybody, obviously, but I think other people like myself are under the impression that as the event, it wouldn't be go do the same things you're going to be doing when they release it into the wild. Because isn't that basically the things we're going to be doing when it comes to everywhere?
Well, so it's going to be an EX raid. So if you don't get an EX raid pass, you might not get Regigigas.
Okay. So you have to get the raid pass. So this was just a guaranteed way to take your shot. All right.
Yeah. And one of the rewards was a Unova Stone, so that's nice there as well.
A civilian on base did it. Because I asked in the chat, did anyone pay for the early access? A civilian on base did. It's a fun, great experience. And that Jacket Case says, that's the worst ever avatar pose in the game. And Civilian says, it is. That's why I love it. I forgot about it. But I had thought about doing it. And actually, during the day when I could have, I actually looked in our Discord. Is either Discord or Twitter? Can't remember which.
Twitter.
I was trying not to say Twitch because we're looking at twitch.tv/ Pokemon Go podcast right now. But Twitter. Anyway, somebody in our community was like, crap, it's a lot of raids. Why did I pay for this? I'm like, oh, I'm really glad I didn't pay for this because not only do I have to do one raid, I have to find a raid party late in the day. So it was already later in the day when I thought about it. So you know, people like yourself, Joe, the go-getters would be out there in the morning at best, early afternoon. I'm talking about 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. Or if it ended before that, it basically was in the end of the time frame. I had like an hour to go do it. I was like, oh, well, I'm glad I didn't pay for it then. So, Celtic Pipe Guy didn't get to go do it, but,
I was at a soccer tournament for my almost 7-year-old, so.
So, really, it's kick a ball and eat grass tournament is what you're saying. Yeah. No, I had all my kids play soccer, so I'm not making fun of your kids. I'm just, my kids love to twirl and dance.
I didn't see anybody eating grass, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Well, you didn't play in Georgia, my friend, because there's at least one team in the entire league had a grass eater on the team. But everybody's dancing. Oh, butterflies. But, they have fun. It's cool. I loved watching my kids, too. You said, so you didn't get to go do it. So your you're not going to get – so we wouldn't get the Kranidos, Tyranitar, and all that other stuff, right?
Yeah.
That's there. Well, you're only going to get – if you get an X-Raid, then you can maybe get Regigigas or Colossal Regi or whatever it is. Yeah, Regigigas.
Okay. It's Regigigas. Colossal Regi.
Yeah. Got to get out gigging.
That I really want to just name Captain Reginald or something like that.
I hear you. Alrighty, let's see. Oh, well, on the same note, the leads right into this Team Rocket leader battles. So we got a PSA this week that says the Regis were designed for Rocket leader battles. Don't trash them. I don't know. I mean, unless you got a bunch of, I don't know anybody is trashing Regis. They're not easy to come by.
You.
I wouldn't trash a Regi. I don't think I have to check.
I think you would.
No, they're hard to get. I got all my legendary still. As far as
who knows what you would trash. You trash everything.
Never mind. I was going to make a joke about I trashed Brian Ibbett. He's not here no more, but that's just sad. I miss Brian. We know what we got. We haven't talked about our Thanksgiving schedule, I don't think, fully. And if we have, I've forgotten
what we normally do is we record on Friday.
So maybe we'll talk to Ibby and see if he can be on with us. Of course, after
doesn't he normally do his 24-hour stream for?
Every year it's been kind of iffy because it's getting harder and harder to do that. I have not actually caught any Reggies. I've seen one.
You have no Reggies?
Let's go back to the beginning of the show, Joe. 3 years. Do you know who I am?
You have no Reggies?
Oh, somebody's going to put that as a title. So, but if
it makes me think, the way I said that made me think of Mark Gunn. You have CDs.
These? Yeah. I got to call him. We got to hang out. We got to get our families together before the end of the year.
If you don't know who Mark Gunn is, you should Google Mark Gunn, Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits.
Yeah, he's amazing. An Irish and Celtic music podcast is slightly different, but it's an awesome thing that he does there. But yeah, his CDs are music are amazing. Jacket cases, but Charles, they were in the box. I know, and somehow I still didn't get one. I've seen a Reggie Rock and I've seen a Reggie Steel, I think. I haven't caught any. So, Kilted Pipe Guy, thank you. You aren't missing much having no Reggies. Well, we say that now, except let's get back to what we're talking about, how they were designed for Rocket Leader battles, which I'm about to go tackle this week, hopefully.
I don't know about design.
That's what it says in the PSA.
It sure does. That's interesting wording. But no, what they're basically claiming here is that they do work well against the Rocket Leader lineups. And man, some of these lineups, they don't look that crazy, especially compared to the shadow battle I had today. Man, I fought, I should have mentioned this during my experience of the week, but I fought a lineup that was Lapras, Snorlax, Snorlax. And boy, it was actually a pretty close call. I went into it just with my normal, just click, 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 just give me whatever. And I almost got rolled by that.
It wasn't even
a Rocket Leader.
You almost got Reggie rolled?
Yeah, I almost got Reggie rolled.
Never going to give you up. Never going to get you out of the box. I'm the filthy casual. Anyway.
Okay, whatever you say. So they've got an infographic available for what each leader, what Pokemon they're going to have. So Cliff, I'm trying to remember all the different names, but I think it's Cliff, has a Meowth as its first. Like all of their first ones are exactly the same. They're always going to be what they are. So Cliff has a Meowth. Is her name Sierra? I think it's Sierra. Sneasel. And then Ario has a Scyther. And then all of their other two has three different options for each slot. But theoretically, with Cliff, you could run into a Snorlax and a Tyranitar. So that'd be a pretty beefy lineup. With Sierra, you could run into Lapras, and then probably either the Alakazam is squishy, but he might wreck you. But the Gardevoir could also spell some bad news for you. And then with Ario, man, all of those I don't think I'd want to run into. But that Magnezone probably is going to hit the hardest. Although if he uses Scyther, Magnezone, and then Scizor, you can just bring a full fire team and mess him up pretty good. So, this infographic, all of it is still subject to change according to the little disclaimer down there. But they are officially out, as far as I know. I haven't seen any yet, but only in select locations.
Well, that's because they're not in your location, are they?
Yeah, no, I don't think they're worldwide yet.
So now let me, tell me if we need to jump to another headline to answer this question. So I saw the news, right? I saw the Twitter posts and stuff in our Discord it's in blah, 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 in Atlanta. And everyone's like, Charles is in Atlanta. Yep, I is. So How is this going to be? Do I see a different kind of obvious Team Rocket spin? Is it a Team Rocket gym as opposed to a Pokestop? How do I find the leaders so I can go and test this out this week?
As far as I know, you use that the radar.
And how do I get the radar? I forget.
I think it's just given to you. LEP says that they might be everywhere now. Now it might be. It might be that you have to collect the mysterious components, which is probably what you have to do.
So that being the research.
So you get a mysterious component every time you you battle a Team Rocket grunt. So okay. I have two because I battled two Team Rocket grunts today. And it said when I got them, it said out of six. So I think once you get six, you can assemble the Rocket radar. And then you can go, after you have the radar, you can go find, track down the Rocket leaders. I think that's how it works.
Okay. Because I saw something coming up about new research, but I don't see new research in my list right now.
You don't have Looming in the Shadows?
Nope.
Oh, I want to say I saw something about how you have to finish a specific research before that one will pop up.
Well, do we know which one it is? Is it
Jumpstart, maybe?
I'm guessing it might be Jumpstart or Troubling.
It says you have to complete a troubling situation.
Okay.
In order to get Looming in the Shadows.
Yeah. How do I find, because I need to purify one more Pokemon. How do I search that?
Search Shadow.
Shadow, thank you.
Yep.
All right, so while I do this and see what's going to happen next, we know that Team Rocket Leaders in battles now give out a Unova Stone as well. But there's a catch.
Well, they could. And actually, they could give out two. But before we go on to that real quick,
okay.
We never actually specified why the Regis were good against the Team Rocket lineups.
Oh, so yeah, sorry.
The specific reason is because the leaders have two protect shields just like we do, and they will always use them on the first two charge attacks you use. So the Regis, being tanky, can build up their charge moves while resisting the enemy and make them burn their shields. That's the basic strategy that, what was this, suggested. And so basically, yeah, you bring them in to tank through their protect shields and then you wipe them out.
So, okay.
But yeah.
That makes sense. That's how I lose in one-on-one PvP battles. So, unless
you are a Team Rocket leader.
Apparently, well, no, you know, I do all right if I fight Barbara Blue in Italy. I think I always say it wrong. Barbara Blue.
Manatee?
No, not Barbara. Barbara Blue. Now we got Looming in the Shadows. One out of six. I got to spend 10 Pokestops, defeat 3 Team Go Rocket Grunts, and catch 1 Shadow Pokemon.
And the spoiler alert. The second stage of Looming in the Shadows is time-gated, where you have to spin a stop every day for 5 days.
Okay. So, well, that's easy-peasy for me, so I can knock that out.
Well, it is, but you got to get there first. How often do you fight the Team Rocket people? Because that's really
when it's convenient, unless it gets me something in the game. Okay. So I'm going to go do it. Basically, everybody who doesn't know, I pull up to work and literally park right next to a Pokestop. So if it's shaking as a Team Rocket, I'll battle it. If it's not, I don't even drive down the block to get a Team Rocket. I got other stuff to. Man, I saw a Shadow the other day, and I was so tempted, but I had to get in to do some stuff in the office. I was already running a little late, and so I sat there for a good 30 seconds staring at it, looking at, like, it's 5 blocks over. I knew basically where it was. Like, man, I can't tell what that shadow is. And I'm looking at the door to the office going, come here, in reality, you drive 5 blocks over, you get your thing, and you come back, you're talking 20 minutes-ish. You know, it's like, can I be another 20 minutes behind. Crap. So I did miss out on that. But, yeah, no, I get Team Rocket stuff popping up all the time. It's just a matter of if I need to be somewhere. But I bet you, Joe, I'll bet you I'll get to the second stage by the next show.
Okay. Whatever you say, Rocket God of podcasting.
So, all right. So if and when we fight these leaders, we might get one or two Unova stones, huh?
That's right. You could get up to two Unova stones from fighting the Team Rocket leaders. At least that's what we've seen so far. So someone had reported one. Someone else had reported two.
Got a screenshot of one for sure. Well, it can be photoshopped, but...
Yeah. We have a screenshot of two as well, but it's in the comments instead, and you don't ever go into the comments on that.
Nope. I tread lightly on Reddit, my friend.
Ooh, Thomas sent us some bits.
Hey, thank you, Thomas, for supporting us. And you are the bit leader. Look at that. Check you out. Thank you very much. All right. I got to stop looking at all my Pokemon that I'm trying to send to the candy factory and come back here. So that was that. Let's go to Team Go Rocket lineups and prizes. As of today, this is some fresh news, Joe. It's like we just stepped on it and it's still warm.
Well, then. there's been a lot of developments over the last couple of days. And with the launch of the Team Rocket, there are a wider variety of Pokemon popping up in Team Rocket battles. So someone has, what's their name? Scooter has gone through and
For a hot second, I thought that was a new Pokemon. I was like, I don't have a Scooter. How do I get a Scooter? I didn't even heard of that Pokemon.
You have to troll Reddit long enough to catch him. Scooter put together a list of all of the current quotes at the last thing the grunt says and what Pokemon they could possibly have. Some of this is an educated guess based on previous rotations and patterns, but a lot of this is confirmed. So everything that's bold in their lineup is confirmed.
Cool.
And so really what we are most focused on is the slot one Pokemon, because that more often than not is the Pokemon that you will get to catch as a shadow Pokemon. So we've got Porygon. We've got Hitmonlee, Hitmonchan, Zubat, who cares? Grimer, Venonat, Sandshrew is new. Larvitar has been there for a while. Weedle. I think that would be funny to get a little red-eyed Weedle. Growlithe, Magmar, Houndour. So a lot of those, I think Magmar might be new, or maybe I just haven't run into one yet. Magikarp has been in there for a while. Psyduck, Poliwag, and Mudkip have been there as well. Then we have Bulbasaur, Bellsprout, and Oddish. Wobbuffet and Ralts. Ralts has been there for a while, but Wobbuffet's pretty new. Battled one of them today. Dratini, Magnemite, Electabuzz, and Mareep. Sableye, Shuppet, and Duskull. Bulbasaur, Charmander, Squirtle, and Lapras. And that Lapras lineup, that's the one I fought today, where it had Lapras, Snorlax was what I ran into. Yeah. What it almost always recommends to me is Mewtwo, Rayquaza, and my Tyranitar is what it almost always, when I go to fight Team Rocket, what it recommends, and I just hit go and go for it. My Mewtwo didn't last very long against Lapras, and the next two that I had were both weak to Ice type, and I was like, oh, well, this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
And, but, I actually sent out Rayquaza and he took out the Lapras and the next Snorlax before going down. So, that's how I was, Rayquaza saved my butt on that encounter. So, and then the leaders, we already talked about, some of their lineups as well. Apparently, and I think this might actually be our next one. Actually, this is two ahead, but we'll just go ahead and talk about it now. Supposedly, Giovanni has Articuno, and so you can get a shadow Articuno. That's the rumor. That's what I think it might even be. The source we have is someone that actually shows the shadow Articuno. Yeah, it's Serebii. So that's a reliable source. Serebii.net tweeted out Shadow Articuno. So, you know, spoiler alerts, but apparently I don't know if it's just Articuno or if it's all the legendary birds are possible with Giovanni. But yeah. Pretty sweet.
That is pretty cool, man. And in this day and age, in this kind of game, it's hard to avoid spoilers. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to just discover something in the field. Unless you're like me, I forget what we talked about last week sometimes. So if I come across something, it's happened more than once on the show. I'm like, Joe, look what I found. He's like, yeah.
We talked about that last week.
No. We talked about that 6 months ago, man. Like, I know, but I forgot. It's a great thing to forget. It's cool. Which number was that we just jumped to there?
We did number 7 already, so now we need to do number 6.
Drop that. Okay, so the Team Go Rocket leaders have disrupted Pokemon habitat. So that means we've got another habitat shift is what we're saying here?
That's what it looks like. I haven't actually had a chance to read this just yet.
Well, here we go, folks. Taking it live.
So this announcement came in.
Now, this is an official Pokemon Go announcement.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And it came in earlier today. But it looks like... Yeah, so they've rearranged the habitats, disrupted the habitats. This whatever's happening is we'll get down to the features in a moment, but it's happening between now and the 14th, so it's going to take place over a week. And oddly specific is what it says. Pokemon are appearing more often, so it's the Pokemon associated with Team Rocket from the anime. So Ekans, Meowth, and Koffing. And all of which can be shiny. Ekans and Koffing shiny were already available. And I think Meowth was as well. But what's interesting is that you can now find shiny shadow Pokemon from battling grunts as well. So I've seen screenshots of shiny shadow Meowth. There was another one that I saw earlier today, but I can't remember what it was. But... yeah, you can get shiny shadow Pokemon now.
I think I saw that on Twitter as well.
Okay. And so, yeah, it's going to be fun.
It's getting crazy up here in here. Joe, does anybody ever still play this game?
Yeah, we just talked about them making $3 billion.
Yeah, I know, but it's like there's so much in the game. Even Paul Klotz has come back to it, you know, and you know how he is. Once he quits the game, but he's back.
He had some extenuating circumstances there.
Yeah, I like to crap someone, on him when I can.
Someone close to and dear to his life is still playing the game.
I summoned a random soapbox just to you by doing that.
He's been in the chat for a while.
I didn't even know. See, I forget things, Joe. I summoned the demon there. Random.
a wild Klotz has appeared.
Yep. So, now I obviously don't know anything about this next one, so this is where you get to educate me again. The first of a legendary trio, Cobalion, I think I'm saying that right, will be in a 5-star raid. I'm looking it up in my Merrick primer here.
I've already got 3 of them.
Well, thanks for coming to the show, everybody. I'm just going to go drink myself to sleep right now because, you know, I am first hearing about this, and he's already got 3 of them. Look at you. Joe, by the way, is lovingly known as the 1%er of Pokemon. So, you know.
No, I'm not even close to the 1%.
So it is pronounced, according to my book, Cobalion. So I did say it basically right. Cobalion. It's a horse dog with horns and wings. Kind of looking at the picture here. So what do we know about it from these headlines?
Yeah, so Cobalion is now appearing in five-star raids, just like is stated in the headline. And it will be there until November 26th. Is that Thanksgiving? It's pretty close to
the 28th is Thanksgiving.
Okay, so it'll be here until the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. And so, yeah, get out there and grab him. Probably just one. Because he's really not that great.
So. Yeah, that's what I think the next one talks about. The next headline here is he's worse than it is worse than Aggron.
Yeah. So he just is.
Yeah, just disappointment there. Mm-hmm. But you know, not every Pokemon in the game can be the most epic god level Pokemon. Ever, you know, after you get, you know, something that can just wreck a planet, a normal Pokemon is just gonna be like,
well, okay. For some people, maybe this is their favorite Pokemon.
Exactly.
So get out there and get him and have fun.
You know how hard I worked for Aggron? It's a game. Actually, because Aggron was like my Godzilla, man. It's just this metal dinosaur armored dude. And so I and this is what I'll probably do for Cobalion is watch for raids. When I go downtown Atlanta every Sunday, it's a lot easier to catch a random raid because there's a ton of them going around. And so I'll probably watch for that raid. So with Aggron, I get done with what I'm doing around 1 o'clock. So I'd really open up the game and look for a raid that was going to be done in 20 minutes. So right before I got done. So that'd give me 15 minutes to get over there. And so I only watched for those. And when it hatched, I'd be sitting there ready, and you'd always catch randoms fighting it. And so I didn't have to kind of communicate or anything like that. So I might do that here for Cobalion. He looks okay. But, you know, yeah. Since you got three, I don't know if I want to bother you. You know. It's just whatever. You know what? All right. So now it's time for me to pick. I shall. So let's go with top 10 attackers by type. Now, I'm assuming this is going to break them all down. So we kind of, I guess, want to do like, it's a graphic. So we'll probably maybe talk about the number one in each of these groups or a few of these groups or just your favorites.
And I mean, we've talked about a lot of these people before.
Give me a big
This is a new type of infographic that I think will jive with a lot of people because they've condensed it quite well.
Man. It's not Candelas, it's the evolution, but that is
Chandelure.
That's surprising how powerful that one is. In the fire type.
Chandelure is the fire Machamp.
It is the fire Machamp. So pick out one you want to talk about. Something fun. What the heck is that one? I'll ask you in a second,
but
pick out yours. No, you pick out yours, and then I'll ask you.
So there's the dark type. Darkrai, you know, dark's in the name. He's up there. Mostly I just use Tyranitar, but he's actually fourth on the list now. And I am blanking on the name of the dragon that's second.
Second. Now that's the one where, what is that?
It's not Salamence.
No, I went down the line, sorry. Then that's the one I was going, what is that? I don't know what that is.
Oh, is it? That's the one you were like,
yeah.
What? It's what? It's the evolved form of Dino. It's Hydreigon. I think is how you say it.
All right, I'm gonna look it up.
But yeah, it's the evolved form of Dino or Dino or actually Dino is from Flintstones. but yeah, so that's what it is. It's Hydreigon. And then Weavile. But yeah, and what also surprises me is Alolan Muk makes the list for dark type attackers.
yeah, it's at the bottom, but he made the list.
And how why is Salamence on that list? at all.
Dark Dragon. It says 82%, 66%, 69%. As okay. far as what I'm not seeing. That's rank, DPS, and total damage output. So just by the numbers, I guess he beats out some other people, kind of. I didn't know. I like seeing that. The fighting types I've got. I've got most of these fighting types at decent levels. Not all of them, but most of them.
You don't need all those fighting types.
Flying types I've got, except for Chicken Flash. That is number 5 on the flying list. What is that one? I mean, it looks like if the Flash were a chicken. Yeah, on the flying one. It looks like if the Flash were a chicken.
Isn't that the final form of what's that? P-Dove? Not P-Dove. The other new-ish flying-type Pokemon. Stupid flying-type Pokemon.
Stupid fly. They get stuck in flying-type traps all the time. It's so stupid. But yeah, there's lots of them here. It's a great infographic. Legacy moves are included in this. That plays into why they're on the list, possibly. So there's lots of cool
stuff. It is P-Dove's evolution. It's Unpheasant.
I like to play on Unpleasant. I get it. All right, so check that out. You can find that at we got some more headlines to hit, but we can find that at PokemonGoPodcast.com in the show notes. It's probably in your podcast catcher. And, of course, if you're live, Joe has been putting them into the chat room here. Let's jump down to this one at the bottom. A helpful trick to get 3 excellent throws in a row. My helpful tip is hand it to somebody who knows how to get 3 excellent throws in a row.
No, but this is actually a really good tip. So what this person suggests, and this is from Hurricane 212, is before you do a throw, turn your mobile data off so you could throw your phone into airplane mode or something to that extent. Then you throw the ball. If you hit an excellent, awesome, turn your data back on so that it registers. If you miss it, then you close the app, then turn your data back on and bring the app back up so it doesn't actually register. All right,
so it kind of puts on a pause so you don't break your streak.
Yep, exactly.
You know what? I'll allow it. Yeah, there's some people who might get offended by, that's cheating. Look, out of everything in this game, yeah, I can agree. You don't like that I use the gacha. That's fine. I understand why people don't, and purists, you know, fine. I'm still going to use it because I don't care. But I get why some people don't like it and why we're actually banned. We can't post this show on certain Reddit forums because I talk about using the gacha. Whatever.
We can post any of the episodes where we don't mention
it. Where we don't mention it, but yeah, we're not going to screw you. It's all or nothing, baby. But with that 3 excellent throw, excellent, is it just, well, it can be the excellent curveballs as well. Excellent throws or excellent curveballs. That is such a hard streak to hit.
Depends on what Pokemon you're going after.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going after 3 Wilmers, if you can't hit 3 excellents in a row,
then you're Charles McFall.
Whoa, that excellent, that escalated fast. Joe.
Didn't
die. Joe, I can, because I'm so offended. I absolutely can hit 3 Wilmers in a row excellent. I hit a freaking Weedle excellent, totally by accident, but I had nailed that. And I was like, of all the times to not be screen capturing, because I never screen capture because I'm crap at the game. Of all the times not to be screen capturing, that's the one that's like, nobody's ever going to believe me.
You're getting offended because I said you couldn't hit 3 in a row on a Wailbur, and then you just openly admit that you're crap at the game.
I'm crap at the game, but anybody can hit 3 in a row on a Wailmer. It's like, in your face, man. Come on. Dude, you don't even have to like spin it. You can just tap and hit, and you'll get a great throw off of him. Come on, man.
I blame it on No Shave November. The beard's coming, and so is the attitude.
Oh, buckle up, kiddos. It's going to be a rough ride this month. Okay, that one. This is a very cool story. Veronica Taylor helped us celebrate $35,000 in community giving. So I'm assuming somebody raised $35,000 and she showed up to help with that.
Charity
raid bus. I see that. Okay.
So we've talked about the charity raid bus before.
Yes.
This is the San Antonio charity raid bus. And we've got several listeners that have participated in on the raid bus as well. But they all of the money that they bring in, all the profit they bring in, I think it's all of it, they donate to charity. And this is on behalf of Trainer Tall. That's the one that actually runs the raid bus and has it organized.
By the way, he kind of looks like Barry, doesn't he? A little bit. I'm assuming that's him on the left-hand side of the picture.
With the
holding the banner. Vest. Yeah.
I would assume so as well.
Kind of looks like Barry a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Barry travels.
Barry's an awesome guy, too.
So, yeah, you know. And as much as Barry travels and has friends all over the world, I'm a little surprised he's not here in this picture also.
And for those that don't know, Veronica Taylor is the original voice actor for Ash Ketchum in the anime. The English voice actor.
Right, yeah. Him. Yeah, yeah.
We actually reached out to her a couple years ago trying to get her to come on the show, but just schedules never worked out.
Yeah, she said yes, and then, yeah, busy person. So.
Yep. Voice actors, they do a whole lot.
A lot. That's really cool, and I would do that. I would absolutely get on a charity raid bus and go play. Because, one, you made it convenient for me. All I have to do is go on your bus and ride, and everybody's there for a good cause. And I'm not having to figure out who's who and looking at other cars. You know, it makes it a nice, safe experience. If you did one in the Covington, Conyers, Atlanta area, I would as long as I could clear my schedule, I'd absolutely go and get on that bus. We'd have fun with that.
Yep. Now, yeah, apparently she was attending Alamo City Comic Con, and nice. A bunch of the Pokemon Go players reached out to her and said, "Hey, we recently hit a new milestone with our charity up to 35,000 and said, "Hey, do you want to come out and celebrate with us?" And she agreed. So there we go.
Never hurts to ask.
Nope. And from the communications we've had with her, she seems like a very nice, down-to-earth person. So,
yeah. That's something we've talked about for a long time. And, yes, we're going to look at this for Dragon Con to see what happens. But sponsored locations for businesses is now a thing. They did a test run with McDonald's. And that's not quite what we talked about, I'm realizing, because they did a test run with McDonald's and Starbucks and some other things. But I'm hoping, man, I imagine it's going to be priced out of what we want. And really, it's not a permanent thing. We want like a 5-day Pokestop for the digital media track.
So,
but yeah,
I don't, it's, the details here,
there are none really.
Don't go fully into it.
Yeah.
But I do have more details that I posted in our Discord actually. So basically, long story short, is if you have a brick and mortar store, you can pay $360 a year to get a Pokestop at your business.
Well, that's or, it?
Yeah, or $720 a year to get a gym. And if you get a gym, then once a month, you can schedule a raid battle at your business.
Wow. That's pretty cool. $360. See, we don't need a year though. It's like I feel like I'm Chris Rock.
Can we get
a
weekend?
How much to smell the wing? How much for that? You know, you probably haven't seen that, Joe. But
$360. That's less than a dollar a day, basically.
Yeah. Can I give you? How about I give you $50 and let's just have 5 days of stop right there at the Hilton. Or if we stay at the Hilton, but yeah, right there for our digital media track location. I love the median age. Now, you know Niantic knows their stats. 100% knows their stats, right?
Oh, yeah.
33 is the median age of a player. 43% of players are 25 to 44 years old. So I was like, yep. Tell me it's a kid's game.
Might be a way to do daily, because I'm scrolling down and it says build monthly. I don't know if you have to sign up for the full year. So maybe we could pay them for a month, 30 days, and pay it that way. That'd be pretty awesome.
That would be pretty cool if we could do that. And that's something we will look into as this program rolls out and this and that and other. But now, before we get to some other stuff, we got a little show business to take care of as we do. If you want to help the show out, which we'd love for your support, it helps us do great things and grow and do more stuff and make appearances like we did at Pokemon Go Fest. And just you're part of a cool community, and you help us do some awesome stuff. Patreon.com/Pokemon Go Podcast is where you can go and pledge your support. And coming soon to that pledge, we haven't talked about what level we're going to do it at, Joe, but coming soon is going to be an ad-free version. Now, we don't have a whole lot of ads going on right now, other than this middle section that we do right here. We're talking about Patreon, and we talk about on twitch.tv/Pokemon Go Podcast, just like Thomas did. Actually, it's Thomas. You can throw bits. You can subscribe. You can support that way. Other than that, we don't know. But we are moving to we've gotten the ability to put some ads in our show, and it's going to help us grow what we do with this show. So when that kicks in, which will probably be December when that kicks in, then you can get the ad-free version in Patreon is where you'll get that. So and actually, I might even go in. We'll get Mike to actually go in and cut out this middle part. We're talking about, hey, help us out. Support us. We love you guys. Come throw some dollar bills, y'all, at us. So, yeah. So gear up. If you're already part of our patronage, just know that a new feed will be coming, and we'll make big announcements about it, and you'll get the ad-free version automatically if you're in Patreon and if you're listening to this. And if you don't mind listening to ads, that's going to support us as well. We thank you for that too. Last thing I thought – oh, yeah, merchandise, tiny.cc/GSTU. And those last four letters, GSTU, are all in caps. tiny.cc/GSTU. You can get mugs, stickers, shirts, buttons, all kind of cool stuff. And right now what we have for this show, now that is for the network, so you'll see stuff like Blizzard Be Better, which is the charity shirt that we made to raise money for human rights in Hong Kong. You'll see Breaking the Panel, stuff like that. But you'll see Pokemon Go. We have our own stuff up there. And it's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Squirtles right now is what's going on there. So and actually, I think coming up Black Friday through Christmas, we're going to bring back the original shirt and have that put up.
Wah, 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 wah.
So you'll be able to get that as well. So, yeah, you can help support the show that way as well. Get you some cool swag. Now, time change just happened, and I always get confused, Joe. Here, it's like 9 o'clock, and I think you're a different time. What time is it where you are?
Where I'm at, it is time for Random Trivia. And this week, I'm going to talk about Cobalion.
What? Such a shock.
Shock. The Iron Will Pokemon, also known as the leader of the Swords of Justice, which is the, it talked about them being a trio, but it's not a trio. I guess there is a sort of trio, but there's more than just the regular them. So there's Virizion, Terrakion.
Wait, did you say Virizion?
Verizon,
perhaps? Are we getting sponsored Pokemon now, too? Are we going to get the Sprinteon version as well?
The Sprinteon.
The T-Bubble Tar? I could keep going, but I'm not.
Oh, man. So those are the main three, which is why it's talking about them as, I guess fans refer to them as the legendary Musketeers. But then there is also Keldeo, who is an honorary member that people refer to as D'Artagnan, apparently. So,
okay.
They are the Swords of Justice. And right now we only have Cobalion in the game. We don't have Verizon or Sprint any of those, T-Mobile, whatnot. the Black Pokedex entry says that this legendary Pokemon battled against humans to protect Pokemon. And that's kind of a theme throughout the movies, especially where Pokemon fight humans to protect other Pokemon. But it has a calm and composed personality. It is a steel fighting type Pokemon. For one second, I was about to say, are there any others? But then I realized that Girder and it's the other Pokemon along with Girder. So Girder and Timber and Conkeldurr are steel fighting as well. Well, no, they're just fighting. I just Googled them. Interesting. I would have thought that they were steel fighting. I don't know if there's any other steel fighting. There probably is. Let me know. I'm probably just missing, forgetting somebody. But Cobalion, the name, actually, do you want to take a guess at the name? Let's see.
Is his first name Kurt?
No.
Oh, okay. No.
So
Cobalt? That's
yeah, my honest there you guess. Go.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Oh, yeah. Cobalt Stallion.
I got it. I got you.
Cobalion. So, yeah. And, you know, I mentioned Conkeldurr. When Conkeldurr comes out, going to be freaking awesome. He is going to be the top tier fighting Pokemon when he pops out. Kilted Pipe Guy says Steelix, but Steelix is not a fighting steel type Pokemon. So he is steel ground. But yeah, Cobalion, get out there and get at least one while you can.
For a limited time only, no cash back, no deposits on your bottles, all that jazz. So let's see. We have an email that actually plays into something that was asked in our chat room. Now, it doesn't directly play in, but we got an email from Ariel, who a longtime writer to the show, right? It's good to hear from you again, Ariel. She says, it's Ted Line. What are your thoughts on Pokemon Sword and Shield? Hi, boys. Ariel here, and today, since the release of Pokemon Sword and Shield is less than a week away, I'd like to ask your opinions on the new mainstream Pokemon games, Sword and Shield. What do you think the flaws are based on the released information, and what do you think its strengths are? And if, oh, I guess this says, if you buy one copy, which version would you buy? I really want Shield because of Galarian Ponyta is a thing. Thanks from Ariel. I don't like reading last names on the show because, you know, people can be weird. Because emails automatically add those. But thanks from Ariel. So, I think it's Kilted Pipe Guy or Jacket K. Somebody asked about digital copy versus hard copy. So, Joe, let's take these in order. Are you getting the new Sword and Shield game? I mean, with your new streaming setup,
maybe eventually
$2,000 in microphones and stuff. I mean,
I didn't spend $2,000 in microphones, though. This past week, I did spend a total of $850 on microphones.
Odd flex, but I'll allow it.
So there are some Galarian Pokemon to consider. So Ponyta does look pretty sweet. Then there's also Galarian Zigzagoon and Galarian Weezing. I'm not sure what other Galarian Pokemon have been, like Galarian forms have been announced. I'm not planning on getting it right off the bat. If I was going to get it, I would go with a physical copy, mostly because if you ever wanted to sell it, Pokemon games basically don't lose their value. So turning around and selling it, you'll get most of your money back, if not all of your money back.
Unless you get the digital copy.
Yeah. So personally, I would get the physical copy. So do that. I would probably also get the version that has, was it Shield, I think, had the Ponyta, the My Little Ponyta.
You can't even sing to that. It doesn't flow. Shield had Galarian Ponyta, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's Sirfetch'd that will be available. Yep. I don't know which.
I imagine that'd be Sword, right?
Well, he's got a sword and a shield, so.
Okay, but each one has its own unique Pokemon. So Shield has Galarian.
Well, Ponyta. So there's Zigzagoon.
So Zigzagoon would be the other, I guess, in sword then. Is that right? Is what you're saying?
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
And then there's Top Hat with the smog mustache wheezing. He's apparently a poison fairy type.
Yeah. So I don't know. I've always been kind of inherently opposed to how they do these games, which is you have to buy two full copies if you really want to catch them all.
Not so much nowadays, now that you can trade over the internet.
Okay.
So really getting the ones that are specific to each one isn't all that difficult these days. But
if
so, yeah. These one of the biggest criticisms that people have about Sword and Shield is that it won't have the national decks. So there are a ton of Pokemon that will not be available in Sword and Shield. I wouldn't be surprised if when they go to Extreme Sword and Shield or whatever they want to call the next iteration of it, if the national decks becomes a part of that. Also, the way that Pokemon Home is working right now is a bit lackluster. So there's a lot of fans that aren't happy with the direction that Sword and Shield has taken. Just from a overview point of view, not even like the game itself, how the mechanics and everything are going to work. Just based on how they've handled stuff in the past and how they're handling stuff now, people want to be able to have every Pokemon in the newest games, and that will not be possible with Sword and Shield. So I fully understand that. There's people that are like, oh, we need to boycott it, we need to blah, blah, blah. And sure, you can do that, but it's not going to matter because the moms and dads and grandmas and aunts and uncles that know nothing about Pokemon except that their little 8-year-old nephew or grandson likes it, so they're going to get it for him for Christmas. So it's really not going to be that big of a dent into the sales, to be honest. But if you want to boycott it, more power to you.
Boycotts don't work.
Well,
so
I wouldn't say don't. Probably rarely.
Okay, so my experience has been, yeah, rarely might be fair. My experience has been the people who boycott weren't going to spend the money in the first place.
Well, at least
you really want to boycott it, you go buy all the copies off the shelf so anybody can get them, and then you sell them for triple the price on eBay. That's how you do that.
Well, at least a boycott would be more effective than those that take the stuff they've already purchased and go and burn it.
Yeah, whatever, man. Yeah.
Their wallet has already voted. It doesn't matter what they demonstrate on.
Yeah. And Kill the Pipe Guys, the main question is digital bad. I love digital. I have never been I'm responding to the chat room there. I have never been the person that I have to have that copy in my hand. I thought I was until I saw very quickly how my games were outgrown by the systems. Like I had a hard copy I can picture it until I try to. Brutal Legend. Had a hard copy of Brutal Legend. Loved that game. Beat that game. Kept a hard copy. Popped it into the Xbox One. Like, nostalgia. I want to play this game again. And I'm like, no, I don't want to play this game again. So I like digital because, honestly, I've kind of gotten lazy with all the different systems. I don't want to get up and change which cartridge I'm playing. So right now, my wife and I play Zelda Link's Awakening, because I don't feel like changing the cartridge back over to Breath of the Wild. You know, that's how that works. So I love the digital personally. Joe, what's your stance on digital versus hard copy, just in general?
Digital is definitely convenient, but I don't know. I've always wanted that physical copy. I feel restricted when I get the digital copy, and I know that's probably just a me thing. It's my mental block, but it feels restrictive to me because I can't just be like, hey friend, here's my copy, why don't you give it a try?
Sure. And but in all honesty, how often are you doing that?
I never have.
So you're opposed to having a thing that you can't do that you don't do anyway?
But like I said before, also
that's fine.
If you ever wanted to sell it, you can't sell the digital copy.
Yeah,
physical copy you could sell.
Now that's fair. Now if and that is something I used to be into when we did more games in the house, less long term game and more. Hey, we played it. Let's take it every 6 months or so. We'll go to GameStop, trade it in. That's going to become not a thing very soon. So it's going to be like eBay and Amazon and stuff. But yeah, I used to trade in games, but basically when I stopped turning over games so fast and you know, we had a different life at one point. So there were just more junk accumulating. That's how I saw it, was just junk accumulating. I'd rather have a digital copy. So if I do feel froggy, like I own XCOM 2 on, both my Xbox One and PlayStation 4, PS4, that if I want to play it, I just have to reload it. You digital download it and play it, you know. I don't know. It's. I think with what you're saying, Joe, is the only real downside to digital. Well, two downsides on the Switch. But one is you can't, like you said, you can't trade it in. You can't sell it. You own it. That is yours. Now, the second downside on the Switch is that limited space. Some of these games are massively huge. So,
yeah.
And some games are so big, buying the cart doesn't matter. You're going to have to download gigs and gigs and gigs of data. I know Phil Keating was talking about Mortal Kombat when it came out for the Switch earlier this year, I think it was, maybe late last year. And it's like you can get the cartridge and you pop it in. You're still going to spend hours downloading.
And then you get the pear tree.
Yeah. All right. On that note, it's time to get out of here. You can email us just like Ariel did, show@PokemonGoPodcast.com. Leave a SpeakPipe message. We love to hear your voice. That's at PokemonGoPodcast.com. Any device with a microphone on it, like a tablet or a phone or a computer, and touches the internet, you can go there, click the little tab, and leave your SpeakPipe. We love to hear your voice. Reddit's r/PokemonGoPodcast, where you can see the headlines that are coming up through the week that we're going to talk about. Submit your own headlines and even comment on the ones that we have. We'd love to have that. Facebook is at, or Facebook is /PokemonGoPodcast. Twitter's @PokemonGoPod. Twitch.tv is Pokemon Go Podcast every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Come check us out. TeePublic is, that's our merchandise shop, tiny.cc/GSTU with GSTU all in caps. And YouTube, we're still working on the name. So search Giant Size Team Up Media or Pokemon Go Podcast and you'll find our YouTube channel. Joe, where can they find you on the web?
You can find me at Joseph_Ard. Or if you want to figure out what's going on with all the hundreds of dollars I'm spending on microphones, you can check me out at Assorted Geekdom. If you search for Assorted Geekdom, you can find me on a bunch of different places.
And you find me at Rock Got a Pod on Twitter and Rock Got a Podcast and across everywhere else. And just Google me and you'll find it. GSTU.net. That's Giant Size Team Up, which we do have GiantSizeTeamUp.com, but GSTU.net, so much easier to remember. Check out the network. We got all kind of great shows up there. Some are family friendly like this one and Toy Power. Some are family friendly if you're my family. It gets a little, little sideways. And Botched is
and
never
some are
family friendly.
Not safe for life.
Yeah, Botched is not safe for life is their tag. That's that one. So, all right, everybody.
So they did get something pretty sweet this last
week. I'm going to let them talk about that. Yeah, it was cool. Check out our social media feeds. You'll see it all over our social media. It's there. We'll catch everybody next week, and we're going to talk about it. We'll come back for sure next week and let you know, but we're looking at the Friday, Black Friday, basically, as it's known in the U.S. for all the sales, but the day after Thanksgiving as doing our show. Tune in next week to hear Joe say.
So Cobalion might not be that strong, but he sure knows how to strike a hero pose.
Listen, Linda. Listen. No. No, Linda. That was a bad joke.